KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball play last night, a girls' high school hoops, it was Atlantic defeating Carroll 53-31. As Atlantic had a balanced offensive effort last night, Tiffany Williams led the way with a dozen points. Sky Thompson chipped in with 11. Aaron Olson added 10 as Atlantic opens the season 3-0. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night, game heard here on KJAN. Freshman Morgan Ekman was strong inside with 16 points as she led her AHSTW Lady Vikes to a 42-35 victory over Cam in non-conference play. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night, Coon Rapids Bayard down in Guthrie Center, 43-24. It was Creston over Winterset, 56-43. Griswold down Southwest Valley, 43-36. Orient Maxburg a winner over East Union, 67-51. Tri-Center edging Adair Casey, 72-65. And Underwood grabbing a 54-34 victory over West Monona. That was in girls' hoops. In boys' hoops last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader saw Lee White toss in 22 points. He was the game's high scorer as he led AHSTW to a 74-47 win over Cam. Tanner Winther had 17 points to lead the Cougars' effort last night. Also in boys' hoops, it was Tri-Center over Adair Casey, 66-49, and Underwood topping West Monona, 54-34 last evening. Well, tonight we have more basketball for you here on KJAN. High School Hoops takes us to Griswold tonight as the Tigers will host the Bulldogs tonight. It'll be Bedford at Griswold in non-conference. Girls and boys play tonight. We'll have that doubleheader for you. 6 o'clock is the tip time on the girls game, about 7:30 or so on the boys contest. We'll have them both for you live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And you can also catch them on the web at KJAN.com. And you can surf on over to our TV page at KJAN.com. Tonight we'll be featuring live streaming video. You can watch the game right along with us. Tonight, that's Bedford at Griswold, non-conference play tonight in girls and boys basketball. Well, the unbeaten Kentucky Wildcats remain the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball poll this week. The 7-0 Cats are outscoring opponents by an NCAA best 36.8 points a game. Kentucky received 62 of 65 first-place votes in the new rankings, with second-ranked Wisconsin receiving the remaining 3 first-place votes after they improved to 7-0. Rounding out the top five this week are Arizona, Duke, and Louisville. The second five are Texas, Virginia, Wichita State, Gonzaga, and Villanova. Well, the Big 12 Conference has announced it will cover the full cost of a student-athlete's attendance and offer multi-year scholarships. The league announced Monday that Big 12 schools will cover expenses beyond tuition and fees, room and board, and supplies that they deem reasonably related to attendance. The league will hand out scholarships that run at least as long as an athlete's period of eligibility. The Big 12 will also offer aid to former student-athletes seeking to return to school to earn their degree. The new bylaws will go into effect on August 1st of 2015. Well, Miami Dolphins surrendered 277 rushing yards Monday night, yet they kept their playoff hopes alive by rallying for a 16-13 victory over the New York Jets. Caleb Sturgis won it with his third field goal of the night, a 26-yarder with a minute 57 remaining. The winning kick came after Lamar Miller's 4-yard touchdown run allowed the Dolphins to tie it earlier in the fourth quarter. Ryan Tannehill threw for 235 yards and one interception as the Dolphins improved to 7-5, tying them with 5 other teams battling for the final AFC wildcard berth. The Jets threw only 13 times, the fewest in the NFL this season. Geno Smith had just 65 passing yards in his first game back as starter for the 2-10 Jets. Elsewhere around the NFL, Arizona coach Bruce Arians says safety Tyrann Mathieu has a fractured left thumb and doctors are determining whether he will require surgery. Arians says the best case scenario is for Mathieu to have the thumb in a cast and be able to play next Sunday against Kansas City. The worst case scenario is for doctors to put a pin in the thumb, sidelining him for 3 weeks. Mathieu was among 4 Cardinals hurt in their 29-17 loss at Atlanta on Sunday. The St. Louis Rams say the team and the NFL will not discipline the 5 players who stood with their hands raised in a show of solidarity with Ferguson protesters before Sunday's game. Rams coach Jeff Fisher says he plans to talk with those players, but those conversations will remain confidential. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick and team owner Robert Kraft are listed as possible witnesses by prosecutors in the upcoming murder trial of former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez is charged in the 2013 killing of semi-professional football player Odin Lloyd. A neuropathologist will look for signs of traumatic brain injury in Ohio State athlete Costa Karageorge, who was found dead in a trash bin of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound and had a reported history of concussions. The Franklin County, Ohio coroner said preliminary results from Monday's autopsy confirmed that Karageorge died of a gunshot wound, but she hasn't yet definitively ruled it as a suicide. His mother told police that her son had had several concussions and a few spells of being extremely confused, and players knew of Karageorge's history of concussions. Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty says he feels good and he expects to play Saturday night against Kansas State, even while still experiencing some concussion-related symptoms. Petty said Monday that he woke up with a headache, but that such occurrences have been kind of off and on, and it's starting to get shorter and on and longer off. The quarterback was knocked out in the third quarter of Saturday's 48-46 victory over Texas Tech with what was termed as a mild concussion. Well, Tulsa's fired coach Bill Blankenship 3 days after the Golden Hurricane wrapped up a second consecutive losing season. Tulsa was 2-10 this season after going 3-9 last year. Blankenship took over at his alma mater in 2011 after Todd Graham left for Pittsburgh. Lance Leopold has been introduced as the football coach at the University of Buffalo. He succeeds Jeff Quinn, who was fired last month after 4-plus seasons. Leopold led Wisconsin Whitewater to 5 Division III national championships and was 106-6 in 8 seasons at that school. And in baseball news, the Seattle Mariners signed one of the best hitters available in last year's free agent market, inking Robinson Cano to a multi-year contract, and the Mariners are about to do it again. Two people with knowledge of the deal tell the Associated Press that Seattle is on the verge of signing free agent slugger Nelson Cruz. El Caribe in the Dominican Republic first reported the agreement, saying it was worth $57 million over 4 years. Cruz led the major leagues with 40 home runs last season with 108 RBIs for Baltimore. They signed him to an $8 million one-year deal. He served a 50-game suspension in 2013 for violations of the Major League Drug Agreement in relation to the sports biogenesis investigation. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.